Happy New Year. May God's blessings be upon you and your family. God has been good in 2024, and God will be good also in 2025. Let us trust God. Everything will work out for good. Even though you may experience life's difficulties, God will give you the strength and the wisdom to be able to deal with your difficulties. But not only He will give you the strength and wisdom, He Himself will work out everything for you for good. That's what God will do in your life. So when you face difficulties and hardships, not only you will have the wisdom and strength, but also God is right there. God is behind you. God will help you. God will work out, iron things out for you in 2025. This year's theme is Be the Rock. As you see on the screen, Be the Rock. And then Elder Min made this flower arrangement. These are rock, and then from the rock, flowers will come out, being the rock. I'd like to focus on two things today for the theme passage. First one is being the rock, and second one is how do you live as the rock? In today's passage, Peter said this, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. He said, let yourself be. So the being the rock is not just about what you do. Being the rock is about who you are. You are the rock. In other words, your life will be solid. Nothing in the world, no problems and difficulties will shake you away. You'll be solid, firm. That's your existence. You are the rock. That's who you are. God made you be the rock. Your understanding of who you are is the foundation on which you can build your life. If you don't know yourself, then you cannot build your life. So knowing who you are is a foundation on which you can build your life. Depending on how you see your life will turn out very differently. If you see your life as the rock, you live like the rock. But if you see your life as a feeble chaff, then you will live like that. Small wind will fly you away and scatter you. Something fell. I thought it was a pick, but it's not a pick. So, depending on how you look at your life will turn out very differently. Either rock or the chaff. So that's why psalmists, they're brilliant. Right in the beginning, the first chapter of Psalm describes about two types of life. One is like rock and the other is like chaff. That's how. There are two kinds of life. It says. So first, life like a rock. They are like trees planted or rooted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Very rooted life. And you will be fruitful. Solid, firm, but you'll be fruitful. Nothing will shake you. Another one is like life like chaff. They are like chaff that the wind drives away. So there are two kinds of life. How do you see your life? Rock or chaff? If your understanding of who you are is not clear, you cannot be firmly rooted. What is important is not just your identity. What is important is your understanding of your identity. Your understanding of who you are. Not just who you are, but your understanding of who you are. Because that, from that, everything flows. And don't let other people tell you who you are. We do that so often. We are so influenced by how other people look at me. So they are so concerned with how people evaluate me, how people see me, that that's why we try to present this presented self rather than being a real self, because we want to look good to other people, because what other people say about me is so important. What other people perceive me is so important. So we're so concerned with what people think about us. But my friends, do they know you? They don't know you. They don't know you. They just see the surface image of who you are. And a lot of their evaluation and judgment is by their own prejudices too. So they don't really know you. So you cannot determine who you are by how other people look at you. Jesus did not let other people dictate his life. That's not how Jesus lived. Jesus has a very firm understanding of who he was. He was rejected by people. Even though he has so much power and potential, nobody appreciated that. Nobody accepted it. Nobody knew who he was, and they made a judgment and evaluation of who Jesus was. But Jesus, even though he was rejected, that was okay with him. Because he knew very clearly who he was. That was okay. He can deal with all kinds of rejections. Peter knew about this about Jesus very well, and he said, "Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight." Chosen and precious in God's sight. That's how Jesus saw himself, and Peter saw that. Chosen and precious in God's sight. Rejection was a part of Jesus' life. Probably majority of Jesus' life was rejection. Even when he was born, he was rejected. Herod tried to kill the baby Jesus. Unfortunately, other innocent babies were killed. Even when he was born, he didn't get happy birthday. Today, after Korean service, they had a prepared cake for me. And they sang happy birthday. Whole congregation sang happy birthday for me. I was quite embarrassed. But Jesus was not born with happy birthday. Herod, the king, tried to kill him. And all his life, he was rejected by people. People really didn't understand Jesus. And people, I don't know why, they hated Jesus so much. They didn't like Jesus. They hated Jesus. And even some of them even thought that Jesus was demon-possessed. Even his own family could not understand Jesus. They rejected him. And the cross was the epitome of that rejection. That was what the cross was all about. So John described Jesus in this way. He came to what was his own, And his own people did not accept him. So even if you feel rejected, abandoned, not understood, don't ever doubt about yourself. Don't ever doubt about yourself. You are chosen and precious in God's sight. That's who you are. You are the rock. You are precious. You're chosen by God. So St. Paul boldly proclaimed about us in this way. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. That's who you are. A chosen race, a royal priesthood, holy nation. You're wonderful people, God's own people. You're wonderful people. So understand who you are. How precious you are. Understand how precious you are. To be honest, Peter himself was not like a rock. He was flaky and flimsy. He made a lot of commitment that he could not keep because of fear of rejection. He even denied Jesus 3 times. Even though he loved Jesus, he was too weak. He was so concerned about people's rejection, so he denied Jesus 3 times. And Jesus chose him. You'll be the rock. I mean, he was not rock yet. But Jesus, you'll be the rock. His original name was Simon. Simon. That's a good name too, but he was, his original name was Simon. But Jesus saw him. From now on, you are Peter. So Simon Peter. Peter meaning Petros, which means rock. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What a wonderful proclamation about a person. God, I mean, Jesus gave him the privilege and authority of key to lose and to bind. And you are the rock on which I'll build my church. But Peter was not great yet. He didn't have a solid understanding of who he was, who Jesus was. He didn't even know what he wanted in his life. So right after Jesus, this wonderful proclamation about Peter, there's a strange interaction between Jesus and Peter. It is a strange incident. Let me read it for you. From that time on, that means after Jesus' proclamation of Peter, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day he be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you are setting your mind on divine things, but on human things." Can you believe it? Right after Jesus told him, "You'll be the rock, and you are the rock," and this time, Jesus said, "You are not rock, you are stumbling block to me." That's life. There's no hero. There's no one who is so great and flawless You're not that strong. You're not that. You're not flawless. You're not Superman or Wonder Woman. You're as flimsy and flaky as Peter was. So when Jesus said to Peter, you will be the rock, then what he meant was, I will make you the rock. Even though you are not rock yet, I will make you the rock. God will make you the rock on which God will build a beautiful life. That's our theme this year. Be the rock. God will make you the rock on which he will build beautiful life. That's what's going to happen in 2025, starting with 2025. Don't doubt about yourself. No matter what people may say, you are a precious living stone. Why don't we turn around and say, you are so precious. Say it. Don't be shy. Say, you are so precious. You are a precious living stone, my friends. We look down upon ourselves so much. We need to raise ourselves up. You are a precious living stone. That's what God made you to be. Be the rock. So be firm with that identity. The second thing that I want to talk about is, how do we live as the rock? You'll face many challenges in 2025, as you did in 2024. We cannot stop them from coming. Challenges and difficulties and some storms you'll face in your life. And sometimes your circumstances may not be so kind to you. Don't be so influenced by your circumstances. Overcome them. Don't be a loser. Just because circumstances are difficult, don't lose yourself. Be strong. You know, when things are going well, it's so easy to love God and to feel loved, and you can be thankful. But when things are not going very well, it's very difficult. You start doubting. Fear starts controlling you. And you do things you shouldn't do because of fear. And you're so influenced by the circumstances. You know, we are going to study from February, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, and you will encounter this man, King Saul. He was a man. I mean, his problem was not that he was not smart or incapable. That was not his problem. His biggest problem was he was so easily influenced by his circumstances. When enemies is around him, he gets so scared. And he tried to deal with his situations with his own wisdom and strength, and then with his own brain. And he's a very capable man, and yet his biggest problem was that he listened to his circumstances too much. Don't listen to your circumstances too much. Don't get discouraged by your circumstances all the time. Don't be shaky by your circumstances. In the end, King Saul, he went mad. He went crazy. Because he tried to deal with his situations, life situations, on his own, with his own strength. You'll go crazy when you try to do that with your own strength and brain. No, you can't. Be a man and woman of principle. Have principle. Don't be people of circumstances. People, be a people of principle. You have to have principle if you want to live a good life. Principles you have are your backbone. Living according to your principles is to live like the rock. You're not shaken by circumstances, but you always look at your principle, your philosophy, life philosophy. It's a skeleton of your life. Life is not just about doing well in your jobs and making money. Life is not just about enjoying good things in life and being safe and comfortable. There has to be a life philosophy. What do I believe in? The greatest principle our Lord Jesus taught us is love. Principle of love. Love God, love yourself, and love others. That's our principle. Always remember that. No matter how hard life may be, how challenging people may be, always remember this, love. That's all you can do. So when hard times come, trust in God and practice love. There's only two things that you can do. Instead of being filled with fear, instead of trying to deal with your situations with your own strength and wisdom and skills, trust God. God will help you. God will work things out good for you. And practice love. That's your principle. Live a life of principle. When you live according to principles, you live like the rock. You're not easily shaky. You'll be firm, solid, and strong. So in 2025, let us be the rock. Let us be strong with God's strength. May God bless you as you take this journey of being the rock.